Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a massive story happening right now that is not, shocker, being covered literally at all. I'm going to take you back to the biggest story the media was covering, and they were covering it for the entire 4 years that Donald Trump was president. There was a story that Russia colluded with Donald Trump. Russia colluded with Donald Trump to win the election, to steal the election, to influence the election, to change and alter votes in the election, that he really wasn't the real president of the United States of America. In fact, this story got so big they impeached him. Right? We got to impeach the president. They said he wasn't the real president. They said we had to investigate. They said we had to audit the election. They said that the election clearly wasn't fair, that Russia influenced our election and stole the election from Hillary Clinton, because how could Hillary Clinton lose, right? And then we went to impeach Donald Trump over this story. Now, the entire time, the Russian conspiracy theory was being reported as fact in America by all of the news media, right? CNN on it 24/7. They knew it was a lie. Didn't matter. They wanted to burn down the house of Trump. The FBI knew it was a lie. Didn't matter. They were going to go all in against Donald Trump. Deep state, they knew it was a lie. Didn't matter. They were going to go all in against Donald Trump. NBC News, CBS, AP, Washington Post, they all went in, right? Story after story after story about this Russia collusion, that Donald Trump had some secret pact with Vladimir Putin for Russia to steal the election. Remember that story? Kind of a big deal. Lasted 4 years. Now, the entire time all this was going on, if you knew, right after this story kind of really got to a fever pitch, you knew it wasn't true. You knew the people around it were lying. You knew the whole entire story was made up. You knew it was by shady people, and you knew it was being funded in a dossier by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. So you knew it shouldn't be trusted from day one. It certainly shouldn't have been reported on as fact. If any part of the story should have been reported on, it should have been on how sick and perverted the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, was to actually go to the point where they were willing to even put this down on paper and then spread it out as a conspiracy theory, as a lie, as fake news, right? All the people that are all about making sure everything's factual. I'm joking. They don't care about facts. Didn't fact check any of this crap. Right? Everybody that was obsessed with fact checking Donald Trump refused to fact check the biggest lie of the presidency, which is that Russia colluded with Trump in his campaign. But it wasn't just the story. It was the fact that our actual federal government spent millions and millions of dollars investigating something that they knew was false from the very beginning. I mean, we spent as a country hundreds of millions of dollars of resources looking into something that the entire time we know is a lie, that we know wasn't true. Now imagine going to work today and imagine for the next 4, 5, 6 years, okay? Imagine for the first 4, 5, 6 years of your career, you were being put in charge, or no, let's get it even more accurate. The first 2, 3, 4 years of your career, you sit down, you get a big job, right? You're an FBI agent, and you're being told, hey, I want you to investigate something that we know is a lie, and I want you to figure out if it's a lie. Now, it's a lie, but I want you to investigate it like it's not a lie, and I want you to go after the people around it like it's not a lie, even though I'm telling you it's a lie. You'd be like, well, this job sucks. This is not why I signed up to serve my country, right? This is not exactly what law enforcement is supposed to be about. That's exactly what the FBI and the deep state actually did. Now, the entire time this story was put out there by the media, it was to undermine the president of the United States of America. It was to divide Republicans in Congress. It was to push down his approval rating. It was to actually influence American policy. They did this during his entire presidency. You had people that knew they were investigating a lie, that were trying to lock people up, people around Donald Trump. They were trying to get people to lie about the lie so that they could then lock them up. General Flynn, great example, right? Let's just go back to that famous audio. Remember when the FBI director, James Comey, remember James Comey? And remember when James Comey actually sat there on stage and he was asked a question about sending over some FBI agents to interview Flynn? Remember that? James Comey actually bragged about this. Now, he knew that he was investigating everything based on the pretense that this was a made-up, fabricated story that was actually paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC, right? We know that. And he was bragging when he did this interview. He was actually bragging. He was proud of himself that he sent over some FBI agents to interview Flynn and knew he could get away with it because the Trump administration was so new, they'd be too stupid to give him a lawyer and too stupid to know how this works. Now, James Comey went psycho, right? He said Trump obstructed justice, saying he hoped the Flynn matter would be dropped and all these other things. None of it came out to be true. James Comey was lying on all of it. James Comey, and I think it's pretty clear, lied before Congress. James Comey lied in his book. James Comey knew that he was using a lie to try to lock people up because they were loyalists of Donald Trump's administration. James Comey knew he was trying to unseat a president that was elected. He was trying to overthrow the will of the people. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, James Comey knew every bit of this. And that's why this arrogant psychopath did that incredible interview where he's sitting there saying, hey, I just sent a couple guys in, right? I sent a couple guys in and, you know, FBI agents, sent them in there and just thought, hey, they're early, they're new, they're idiots, they don't know how this works. Right. They're trusting of their government. And I'll exploit that to my advantage to try to nail General Flynn to the wall. I'm going to brag about it. Now, I remind you of all of this. OK. This political harassment, people's lives they're trying to ruin. to then give you this new breaking news, which is news that should be being reported by everyone, and no one is reporting on it. The headline that should be in the front of every newspaper, on the front page, top of the fold, not back on page 23, should be this. Breaking news. Hillary Clinton's former lawyer, at the center of the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory, has now been indicted for lying to the FBI. You will not see that headline on newspapers today. The facts now, right, when all this actually happened, is a federal grand jury has now indicted a prominent lawyer, Hillary Clinton's lawyer, for her campaign, Michael Sussman, you may have heard his name, for allegedly lying to the FBI while providing the agency with information on the 2016 Trump campaign ties to Russia. The indictment states that Sussman, the campaign lawyer for Hillary Clinton for presidency, told the FBI he was, quote, not acting on behalf of any client in conveying particular allegations concerning a presidential candidate, when in truth and in fact, as the defendant well knew, he was acting on behalf of a specific client. That client, Hillary Clinton, and the Clinton campaign. His other client was tech executive number one in the indictment, they state. Sussman's lawyers told the New York Times on Wednesday that, quote, any prosecution here would be baseless. I'm sure he's saying that. Unprecedented and an unwarranted deviation from the apolitical and principled way in which the Department of Justice is supposed to do its work. Well, a grand jury says no. The federal grand jury indicted this lawyer, Hillary Clinton's lawyer, who represented the Democratic National Committee after Russia hacked its servers in 2016. And they indicted him on Thursday for allegedly lying to the FBI documents. Now, you would think this would be breaking news all over TV. No, because the damage has been done, right? We got rid of that scumbag Donald Trump, orange man bad. Insert Joe Biden.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You get rid of Donald Trump, and that's the ball game for Democrats. That's why they continued to lie about Russia collusion, knowing it was a lie. You fast forward a couple years, Trump's gone, right? You undermined his presidency. You undermined the legitimacy of his presidency. All right, so does there need to be a little accountability? Fine. Find the lawyer who worked for the Clinton campaign and the DNC. Let's indict him, okay? Because we already won the game. We were able to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump the entire time by claiming that somehow he was compromised, knowing that what we were telling you was a lie by Russia. We were able to lock up some of his friends. We're able to undermine all of them. Worked out pretty well. All right, you guys want some accountability? Fine. Okay, fine. All right, you want some accountability? All right, we'll give you some accountability. All right, we'll give you some accountability. We'll go after this lawyer. Any politicians going to go to? Nah. Sussman's lawyer, of course, says the New York Times, hey, no. Any prosecution of us is baseless. Sure, okay. The indictment, first reported by the Huffington Post, said Sussman lied when he stated to the general counsel of the FBI that he was not acting on behalf of any client in conveying particular allegations concerning a presidential candidate. When in truth, in fact, as the defendant well knew, he was acting on behalf of a specific client. Namely, Tech Executive One and the Clinton campaign. John Durham, the special counsel appointed by the Trump administration to review the entire Russian investigation, asked a grand jury to indict the cybersecurity lawyer because he knew what he was doing was lying. He was trying to get an investigation open, knowing that the entire pretense of the investigation was, in fact, a lie. And he lied about his role in all of it. Sussman is a partner at Perkins Coie, the firm's political law group, which is separate from the division Sussman works in, represented Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and the Democratic Party, the New York Times confirmed. Durham's case focused on who Sussman's client was in September 2016 when he gave the FBI data and analysis that he said could indicate the computer servers of the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank, a Kremlin-linked Russian financial institution, had a covert communication channel, the New York Times report. Now, all this is just totally made up bullcrap to try to win an election. They just needed the FBI to get involved so they could take down Trump. Didn't matter that it was all a lie. The agency came to the conclusion that there was no merit for those claims. You'd think that would be also its own news story, right? Breaking news should say, the FBI has come to the conclusion there is no merit to the claims that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. No merit to the claims put out by the Clinton campaign, by their lawyers, lying to the FBI. Think that you think that headline's going to appear anywhere today? Hell no. Outside of what we're doing right now, this doesn't exist, folks. By the way, I hope every one of you will take all of this information I'm giving you and tell it to everyone. Okay, share our podcast that has all of this information and let everyone hear this crap. there's anything that Donald Trump said that was true, it is we need to drain the swamp. And clearly the swamp fought back to the point where they knew they were taking bad information, information that was literally made up, information that was not based in any truth, right? This is like organized crime. Okay, we need a story. Let's come up with a story that will hurt the president, okay, or hurt his campaign, okay. Let's come up with a story that will bring down this president, maybe even get him impeached, knowing that the story we're fabricating, and then let's have the FBI investigate it to give it merit. Okay. And the FBI went along with this, by the way. How early on did the FBI know this was crap? Based on what we're finding out now, they may have known from the exact moment the story was given to them. Did you hear me? Okay, we actually right now, just so you know, okay, we actually right now have information that looks like the FBI knew the entire time, possibly from day one, that this was a total ruse and they did it anyway. That this was total crap and they moved forward anyway. Who's going to investigate that? You want to know how bad it is? Let's talk about Robert Mueller, the guy that was investigating. This is another separate headline that you should hear today that should be on the front page of every newspaper in America, but it will not be. Robert Mueller, former FBI director, who was put in charge of investigating the Russia connection to Donald Trump, right, to bring down the Trump White House. Not only did the agency come to the conclusion that there was no merit in any of these claims, we're now being told, and this should be a separate headline, that Robert Mueller ignored them when he took over the Russia investigation. The New York Times is now reporting. So Robert Mueller took over the Russia investigation. Robert Mueller apparently ignored the fact that the agency, the FBI, actually came to the conclusion there was no merit to any of these claims and still went down the road to try to lock people up. Durham had been searching for evidence. The data was cherry-picked, or the analysis of the was purposely skewed, the New York Times has confirmed. The investigation found that James Baker, the FBI's top lawyer in 2016, remembered Sussman saying he was not meeting with him on behalf of a client. But Sussman testified to Congress in 2017 that his client was an unnamed cybersecurity expert who aided in analyzing the server data. Sussman has denied that he was secretly working for the Clinton campaign when he gave the data to the FBI, the New York Times reported. But the indictment found that Sussman and Tech Exec One, the law firm, One, had coordinated and were continuing to coordinate with representatives and agents of the Clinton campaign. Well, that should be another front page headline, but it's not today. That's a whole news story out of this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons three and four, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and so self-involved, egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Multiple headlines. Big, big breaking news story should be coming out of this indictment of the former Clinton campaign lawyer. It's not just one story. It's like six stories now. The fact that you have the lawyer who denied that he was secretly working for the Clinton campaign, that's a story in itself, when he gave data to the FBI. The indictment found that this lawyer, Tech Executive One and Law Firm One, had coordinated and were continuing to coordinate with representatives and agents of the Clinton campaign is another story. Because where's the story about the Clinton campaign? Because what this means is Hillary Clinton and her scumbag POS friends and her campaign willfully and knowingly sent their lawyer to lie to the United States government, to the federal government, to the Justice Department, to the FBI, to then investigate and take down their political opponent. Is anyone going to be held accountable for that on her campaign or the candidate Hillary Clinton? This is how sick these people are. Clinton campaign was clearly in on this. They coordinated with it. They worked with representative and agents of the Clinton campaign with regard to the data and written materials given the FBI and media. Internal billing Durham acquired purportedly shows that Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for specific hours he logged when working on Alpha Bank affairs. That's the Russian connection. The New York Times has confirmed this now. Sussman did not bill the Clinton campaign for the time spent meeting with Baker, but he did for all the information of, well, it wasn't even information, all the lies they had to create to then give to the FBI. Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for the hours he spent disseminating the Alpha Bank connection allegations to the media as well, according to the indictment. The 5-year statute of limitations meant the deadline for Durham to bring charges was the weekend of September 18th, 19th. Sussman's lawyers have denied their client made a false statement, but told the New York Times on Wednesday they expected him to be indicted. They insisted Sussman was working for the cybersecurity expert he mentioned in 2017 in his testimony, quote, not Clinton. Bull crap. They said the billing is misleading because Sussman needed to show internally he was working on something, the New York Times reported. So in other words, I guess he's lying to his clients about who he's billing and when he's billing them. That's your backup story? Give me a break. lawyers for the lawyer who worked for the Clintons, has committed no crime, they said. Any prosecution here would be baseless, unprecedented, unwarranted deviation from the apolitical and principled way in which the Department of Justice is supposed to do its work. We are confident that Mr. Sussman is charged. He will prevail at trial and vindicated, or we will vindicate his good name. All right. You have at least five major stories out of this one indictment. Story number one that should be front page on its own is the lawyer who actually worked for the Clinton campaign created, fabricated, and worked with the Clinton campaign to create and fabricate a false story and then use that story to not only leak it and lie to the media, but leak it. No, not leak, give it to the FBI to then take down a president of the United States of America. That is story number one that should be a massive story on its own. Number two, story number two should be the fact that we're now being told the former FBI director who was in charge of the Russia probe when he took over knew that this data was a lie and overlooked it. That's what we're being told. Special counsel Robert Mueller knew that there were no merits to the claim. And Robert Mueller, we're being told, this is coming from the New York Times, ignored that when he took over the Russia investigation. Like he walked in the door and the FBI knew and he knew and this probe knew. When from the moment he walked in, there was already a conclusion. There was no merit to the claims that Trump colluded with the Russians. And Robert Mueller continued on anyway with the Russian investigation. Now, I can tell you exactly why, because they needed a pretense to go after Donald Trump and the associates around Trump, because they hated Trump and they wanted to bring him down. They wanted to arrest him. They wanted to arrest anyone around him. They wanted to arrest his family. They wanted to put them all in jail because they wanted to overthrow the will of the people. They wanted to overthrow a president that was elected in a free and fair election. Robert Mueller knew this was total crap. And Robert Mueller decided to go anyway, move forward anyway. He knew it was crap. He walked in. He knew it was crap and he didn't care. They just needed a reason to investigate him and bring him down. That's all they did care about, bringing down Trump and anyone around him. Comey, James Comey, knew this was crap, did it anyway. That should be a separate story. Should be James Comey. Right? The James Comey part of the story is huge. Add that to the list of stories that should come out of this story. This is, you know, when you talk about the swamp, this is the swamp. The other story that should come out of this is the actual Clinton campaign. What did Hillary Clinton know? When did she know it? Why was she allowing campaign funds to go to this type of smear campaign? Isn't there some campaign finance laws there? You're taking people's money. You're then using that money to create lies, to create stories that are lies, to fabricate things that you know are not true. And then you're using those lies to give them to the FBI. How is that not a story? And let's just talk about the actual candidate, Hillary Clinton. This is her campaign. Where's the accountability for Hillary Clinton and what she did? Right? Where's that accountability? Can anyone tell me where that is? Shouldn't there be accountability there for Hillary Clinton? Your campaign did this. What about James Comey? How is no one calling for accountability with James Comey? James Comey, all the things he said while he was investigating it, while this was happening, he was lying, right? While he was investigating this, he knew what he was investigating was a lie. The pretense was a lie. All of it was a lie. And he did it anyway. The amount of bad actors involved in this one indictment, and I'm sure this lawyer thinks, I'll get away with, like, you know, slap me on the wrist, who cares? Was it worth it? He actually may believe it was worth it. Did this undermine the entire legitimacy and the entire presidency all 4 years of Donald Trump? Yes. Did this certainly have an impact on the election that we just had? Right? Yes. Were there people that truly believe that Donald Trump was not the legitimate president of the United States of America? Yes. Did this make it where you had a president that also with foreign leaders was undermined? Absolutely. Did the media know this was a lie based on what we're now seeing? Yes. And they reported it as fact anyway. CNN spent years reporting on this, knowing that the entire time it was crap. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them knew it was crap, knew the information was crap, knew the data was crap, knew it was coming from the DNC, knew it was coming from the Clinton campaign, and they still used it as fact. And none of the headlines I just talked about are being written today. And only one person's going to be indicted. If you think there's going to be accountability for this, there's not. If they got to sacrifice one attorney, so be it. They'll give them a kickback later on, I'm sure. And even if they don't, which they will, but even if they didn't, right, it's still worth it. Joe Biden's the president. We got our revenge. We undermined the president. We won. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into, as
you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is always going to be a cause and effect in politics when you have leaders that change course, whether they do something that's a great thing or a terrible thing. There is always a cause and effect worldwide. And what we are witnessing right now is the cause and effect of a weak president. Joe Biden has gotten to the point where it's just so bad that last night he actually forgot who he was talking to. And when he forgot who he was talking to, it happened to be the Australian Prime Minister. He was forced to refer to him as that fella down under. That's right. U.S. President Joe Biden appeared to forget who he was talking to Wednesday night when he looked away from his prepared notes for just a second and addressed the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. He couldn't remember who he was talking to, and so he then had to figure out a way to fix it, and then he referred to him as that fella down under. The verbal fumble came during an exchange between the two leaders and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailing a defense deal struck by the longstanding allies to help Australia acquire nuclear power submarines. Thank you, Boris, referring to Boris Johnson. And I want to thank you, that fella down under, Biden said as he turned to the large screen that Morrison was on. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Prime Minister. The Australian leader simply smiled back politely and gave a thumbs up because it was just, well, so awkward, and clearly the president forgot who he was speaking with.
Thank you, Boris, and I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
Thank you very much, pal. I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you, Boris, because Boris just stopped talking, so he knew his name. But the other guy hadn't spoken in a few minutes, you know, in Australia, kind of a big deal. We're going to announce this historic announcement of the AUKUS defense pact. We're going to do it, and I want to thank that fella.
Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah, I want to thank that fella from down under. Obviously, social media lit up, especially in Australia, because people thought not only was it just condescending as hell, but also showing just how weak the president actually is. Social media around the world cringed at the exchange before describing Biden as, quote, hopeless, embarrassing, and clearly not up for the demands of the job. The Twitter hashtag then started to trend last night, and people were trying to figure out what it even meant. Hashtag that fella down under was following as various news outlets first digested the consequences. Nigel Farage said Joe Biden just an old duffer. He's not up to the job, as he tweeted out the video.
And I want to thank that fella down under.
Yeah, that fella down
thank
under.
Thank you very much, pal.
Thanks, pal. Can't remember your name, but thank you, pal. Sky News Australia said U.S. President Joe Biden has addressed Scott Morrison as pal and that fella down under after appearing to forget the name of Australia's national leader in a joint defense address press conference. They're not happy. Others in the UK and in Australia, furious over the fact the president of the United States of America would address their leader this way. As one put it, it's like an old man patting a dog on the head. Boris, I forgot your name, but, you know, hey, that fella down under, it's all good. We like that. Now let's go back to the consequences, and this is just another example of what's happening because of the president's decision-making. I'm going to read you a couple of different headlines right now, and these are important headlines. Headlines that are showing you exactly what is happening right now because there are people now that see an opportunity. South Korea has launched a rocket. North Korea launches a rocket. Rival Koreas test missiles hours apart, raising tensions to the highest level we've seen in years. This is the crap that didn't happen when Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America. North and South Korea each tested ballistic missiles on Wednesday, just hours apart, in a display that is sure to exacerbate tensions on the peninsula at a time when talks aimed at stripping the North of its nuclear program have stalled out. South Korea's presidential office said the country conducted its first submarine-launched ballistic missile test. It said the domestically built missile flew from a submarine and hit its target, while President of the country and other top officials looked on. Moon said improvements in the country's missile capabilities would serve as a sure deterrent against North Korea provocation. Well, not so much. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Those launches came 2 days after the North said it fired a newly developed cruise missile, its first weapons test in 6 months. When did Joe Biden become president? Wasn't that about 7 months ago? Yeah, it's amazing how fast things can fall apart. That's just one headline, by the way. I'll give you another example of what happens when people see an opportunity. When America is weak, others will do things they would never do when we were strong. Chinese state-run newspaper is now claiming warships could soon be very near to Hawaii, testing and seeing what our military will actually do. Chinese warships could soon show up near Hawaii and Guam, according to China's state-run newspaper, Global Times. The newspaper said warships could be on their way following claims that the U.S. Navy challenged international waters near Beijing. The Global Times editor-in-chief tweeted, hopefully when Chinese warships pass through the Caribbean Sea or show up near Hawaii and Guam one day, the U.S. will uphold the same standard of freedom of navigation. That day will come soon. The U.S. Navy has been forced to respond to that tweet, saying they continue to uphold freedom of navigation and pointed out that Chinese spy ships have sailed freely near Hawaii in the past. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard recently released pictures of an operation near Alaska's islands last month in which crews encountered four Chinese warships operating in international waters, roughly just 60 miles off of U.S. soil. Quote, while these ships were within the U.S. exclusive economic zone, they followed international law and norms and at no point entered U.S. territorial waters, the officials said. If you don't think they're testing us right now to see what they can get away with, you're not paying attention. Now, you have this going on. You have the U.S. Australian U.K. security partnership as Beijing is expanding their military and their influence. The French are furious over this, saying we stabbed them in the back and even saying we haven't felt this way since Donald Trump was president, trying to take a dig at Donald Trump, which is hilarious. And Japan's defense minister has now drawn a red line in the island dispute. Yeah, this coming from CNN. Japan's defense minister has now said we are drawing a red line in the island dispute with China. Japan says they're forced to draw that red line around an island chain along also claimed by China, pushing back at Beijing's increasingly aggressive military posturing and setting the stage for a potential showdown between the region's two biggest powers. In an exclusive interview with CNN, the Japanese defense minister said that these islands are unquestionably Japanese territory and would be defended as such, with Tokyo matching any Chinese threat to the island's ship or shipments and beyond if necessary. Japan has been expanding its self-defense forces, as they call it, adding state-of-the-art F-35 fighter jets and converting warships to aircraft carriers for them. It is also building new destroyers, submarines, and missiles, all the while noting its military expenditure still pales in comparison with China's increased military spending. Now, why is this happening right now? Because when America doesn't lead, others do what they have to do to act out. And this is what happens when America is weak. And others are seeing an opportunity. They're seeing a president that's incredibly weak. While all of this is happening, Joe Biden is totally distracted. He's distracted by Milley. He's now distracted by reports that have come out that he's being forced to deny. He says, quote, Biden denies advice to keep troops in Afghanistan. We're now being told that there are multiple people around the president that were telling him, whatever you do, don't pull all the troops out of Afghanistan. Remember, the plan from Donald Trump was to keep a small force in Afghanistan so that we could fight terrorists whenever we needed to. And then you've got this other massive problem, which is General Milley, a man that apparently was undermining the president of the United States of America in Donald Trump, not only undermining him, but actively working with our adversaries and saying we would let them know if we were ever going to attack them well in advance.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We
didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats aren't denying any of this, right? This is now being basically treated as total fact in this reporting from Bob Woodward's book. So now, what is the White House saying about this, right? After these calls with China, after him undermining the president of the United States of America, virtually going rogue and taking over our government, here's what the Biden administration has said about General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
What I can assure you all of is that the president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The president believes he's patriotic, that he is. His fidelity to our Constitution is unquestionable, and he has complete confidence in him. The president's experience with him is that he is a man of honor. He is a man who's the president's confident in his leadership, his patriotism, his fidelity to the Constitution. He is a patriot. He is somebody who has fidelity to the Constitution, and he has confidence in his leadership and the role he has played in his experience with him. The president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, any chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has channels to communicate with China and Russia. that those are meant to increase confidence. Those are meant to prevent and deter any action that would be unintended. And that is a good thing.
I mean, you hear this and it's just insane. Over and over again, they're saying the same things. They're not denying that he did this. They're not saying the reporting is inaccurate. They're not saying undermining Donald Trump. They're not saying he didn't go rogue. This is a man of honor, right? After allegedly calling China and going behind the president's back on China. Now, Christopher Miller, former acting Secretary of Defense, has put out a statement. This is Trump's defense secretary's statement saying, quote unquote, if the reporting in Woodward's book is accurate, it represents a disgraceful and unprecedented act of insubordination by the nation's top military officer. He must resign immediately or be fired by the Secretary of Defense. I couldn't agree more with that statement, by the way. The statement is spot on because it is an unprecedented act of insubordination by the nation's top military officer. Now, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, he went on Hannity last night and had a lot to say, and I'm going to play that for you. But first, I want you to understand something else in the context. Hannity's point that he was making is you got to know who your enemy is, especially if you are the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, especially if you're the nation's top military officer, right? You've got to know who your enemy is. You have to know who all of them are. And Mike Pompeo's point, which I'm going to let him make, is how on earth can we trust a guy to run our military who not only is doing something that's totally unprecedented, many would refer to it as treasonous, clearly an act of insubordination at the highest level, and not only that, but actually giving information to our adversaries, to our enemies, and thinking that he's doing a good thing for the United States of America. Take a listen.
And on radio, we talk a lot about knowing your enemy. For example, the terrorists, the Taliban, they are terrorists and they are our enemy. Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're terrorists, they're our enemies. The malignant governments of Iran, North Korea, China, yep, they're our enemies. Russia, same thing. In 2015, though, General Milley didn't seem to realize this. Take a watch.
China's not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. We're seeing a significant increase in Chinese military capabilities over the last 10 to 20 years. They are going to develop themselves and are developing themselves into a great power. That is not to say, however, that they are an enemy.
So what role did that line of thinking play in Milley's phone calls with top Chinese official? Here with reaction, former Secretary of State, Fox News contributor Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, you're actually mentioned in this, and I want to give you an opportunity to respond in this excerpt that was put out by the Washington Post. It says, even some of Trump's most loyal advisors privately expressed concern after the election. Then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Milley that Trump was in a dark place right now. Milley had just one goal, ensuring the peaceful transfer of power January 20th. And he told you, Milley telling Pompeo, we got a plane with four engines and three of them are out. We have got no landing gear, but we're going to land this plane and we're going to land it safely. I've known you a long time, Mr. Secretary. I've known you to be an honest and truthful man. Is that true?
I have no recollection of a conversation like that. Look, we were all pretty down. We were about to hand over the reins of foreign policy to what this administration, we've seen these last 8 months, what that means for the United States of America. So if someone asked, was I excited about January 20th and the fact that we were no longer going to have the capacity to secure American freedom, I count me for being in a pretty dark place too. But what's important to know, Sean, is, you know, all this has as a predicate this idea that somehow there was this fear, there was a cabinet members running around concerned that Donald Trump was going to engage in some kind of rogue activity or some kind of act of war to sort of lash out. This never happened. It's just patently absurd. And so the entire predicate for all of this assessment that Woodward has now laid out in his book, we'll see what turns out. But make no mistake about it, during that entire time, the entire time I served, all 4 years, we conducted orderly foreign policy. We had a national security team that was working hard to make sure that we made the best decisions we possibly could. And I think the data set would show that we did a pretty damn effective job in doing that.
You know what? We can see the difference in Afghanistan today, sir. And just the threat of obliteration kept the Taliban in line, and not a single American died in 18 months, the last year of the Trump presidency. Not one American citizen died, and no American would have been left behind on your watch and Donald Trump's watch. I can say that also. Let's talk about the hypotheticals here, the allegations that are being made. They're serious. Number one, the role that Milley might have had with other high-ranking military officials to gain their loyalty, that any decision must go through me. I don't see constitutionally he's in that chain of command. It would go from the president to the Secretary of Defense, and then it would make its way down. But the call would be the president's, not General Milley's. Number two, what is Nancy Pelosi's role in all of this? And number three, we both know Russia, China, Iran, North Korea are hostile regimes. Nobody doubts that. My question is wouldn't that transcript exist if he, in fact, called China without permission of his own defense secretary and made a deal that he would tip off China if, in fact, America felt the need to defend itself in some way militarily? And would you, what is the word you would use to describe that?
Unconstitutional, incomprehensible, and completely out of line.
You listen to what Pompeo said there. Unconstitutional, incompetent, completely out of line. He's absolutely right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Pompeo is a guy that for 4 years dealt with our adversaries. He dealt with the whole plan to get out of Afghanistan. He dealt with the Taliban and sat down with the Taliban directly, negotiating with people that Joe Biden and Barack Obama let out of Gitmo. Right? This guy had a tough job. But in the last year of the presidency of Donald Trump, not a single American was killed in Afghanistan. Why? Because they knew that, and it was very clear, we had a policy, a conditions policy with Afghanistan and pulling out. It was conditions based. You screw with us, we'll blow the hell out of you. You mess with any of our assets, we'll blow the hell out of you. You allow Al-Qaeda to get back in charge, we'll blow the hell out of you. That was to the Afghan government and the Taliban. All that was abandoned, every bit of it. And this idea that, you know, General Milley went rogue against our Constitution, elected by no one, and was telling his chain of command, you basically have to pledge allegiance to me. It is funny that the things that the media said Trump did, right? Like, you got to pledge allegiance to him, that he was psycho, that he was paranoid in the White House, that, you know, you had to pledge allegiance to him at all costs, and all this other, you know, crap that we dealt with in the media for 4 years, which wasn't true, is literally exactly what guys like Milley actually are doing under the Biden administration. You know, the things that were said about Donald Trump, he's going to get us to World War III. I gave you all the headlines about Japan, North Korea, South Korea. I've given you all these headlines about Australia, all this stuff happening in the world, Russia. Which one do you think is going to get us into World War III? Joe Biden in 7 months, look at where we are. Look at what's happening in the world in 7 months. You have a terrorist organization literally running an entire country in the Middle East right now. And you wanted me to be afraid of Donald Trump because Donald Trump was a law and order guy that didn't screw around with terrorists, that killed them wherever they popped up and held them accountable and went after and decimated ISIS. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to get us in World War III. If anybody's going to get us in World War III, it's Joe Biden. Could be in two ways. One, because he does something stupid that caused it. Or two, from walking away from our standing in the world, you allow by default a World War III to break out between other countries. North, South Korea shooting ballistic missiles off yesterday. Great example of this. What happens if they invade Taiwan? Great example of this. What about Japan and China? You know, they're threatening basically war with one another. What about the warships coming right close to Hawaii and Guam on purpose because we're weak? You go back to the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and his point is you cannot allow a chairman of the Joint Chief Staff to basically go rogue, to almost do a quiet coup against any president. And that's what he pretty much did. This is a guy that corroborated with China undermining Donald Trump, the president, and did it behind his back without telling him about it. Listen to the last part of what Mike Pompeo had to say.
For any military leader, certainly someone who's in the role that the chief of staff is in, you've described it, Greg Jarrett described it too, he's just simply an advisor. He's not in the chain of command for operational activity. So this would be dangerous and an usurpation of authority that is historically anomalous. And we should make sure that we, as quickly as we can, figure out if General Milley spoke to Woodward himself. We should find out if General Milley is prepared to testify. We can do it tomorrow or the next day to get clarity about what General Milley said. I don't know the DOD's policy, Sean, exactly on whether there would be a transcript of this phone call, but I promise you there were note takers in the room. I am very confident that that conversation can be reconstructed. If you had a senior military leader who was simply an advisor tell the Chinese Communist Party that they would get notice of an attack, that this rivals anything we've seen in our nation's history. Only the President of the United States has the capacity to make those decisions, and I'd be shocked if the then acting Secretary of Defense gave him any authority to even contemplate that very conversation. It would only be those two people that could have told General Milley to have that conversation if, in fact, it took place.
Let's go back, by the way, to the White House. They're not denying General Milley did any of this. They're not saying the reporting is wrong, right? They're not saying that any of this is wrong. You go back to the White House now, and you look at what the White House is saying, and they're saying, this guy's amazing. This guy's incredible. We love Milley. And I'm sure they do, because Milley's their guy, right? Milley's woke. Milley's a guy that they absolutely love. But over and over and over again, the White House tells you, we love this man. He's a man of honor. I mean, we've got the talking points, right? The media is going nuts. The White House press secretary asked him questions about General Milley and a silent coup that he was a part of when Donald Trump was the president. And this is a guy that's helping our enemies out. And what is every single time she's asked a question about Milley? Legitimate question after legitimate question after legitimate question from the media. They just read you the same damn talking points. They love Milley because Milley's their guy. Milley's the guy that is helping make America weak. Milley's the guy that was willing to undermine Donald Trump. That's all they need to know to give him the best job he's ever had in his life. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Doesn't get any better than that. You undermined Trump. You went behind Trump's back. Great. We'll hire you. We'd love to have you. You went outside the chain of command. You basically took over the government in a de facto way and worked with our adversary in back channel talks, giving them secret information, telling them that you would warn them if there was an attack. Yes, we'd love for you to be the Joint Chief Chairman. In fact, we'll go out on TV and we'll defend you at all costs because you hated Trump. You hated Trump. All you got to do is just keep doing your job. Keep doing it. We got you. Don't worry, Milley. We'll tell everybody how great you are.
What I can assure you all of is that the president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The president believes he's patriotic, that his fidelity to our Constitution is unquestionable, and he has complete confidence in him. The president's experience with him is that he is a man of honor. He is a man who's the president's confident in his leadership, his patriotism, his fidelity to the Constitution. He is a patriot. He is somebody who has fidelity to the Constitution, and he has confidence in his leadership and the role he has played and his experience with him. The president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, any chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has channels to communicate with China and Russia. Those are meant to increase confidence. Those are meant to prevent and deter any action that would be unintended. And that is a good thing.
Again, one of the points I have to bring up again is the White House is not denying any of this. They're basically admitting to it. They're saying, well, it's normal for Milley to do this, to talk to his counterparts. They're not saying they didn't talk. They're not saying they didn't have this conversation. They're trying to normalize what is referred to as a treasonous act, apparently on multiple occasions. This is how you get a job with this in this White House, apparently, right? This is how you get that job. You hate Donald Trump? Yes. Okay, you undermine Donald Trump? Yes. You're running a shadow government in the last days of Trump's presidency for the last 3 weeks? Yes, great. We would love to hire you. Come on down. You're our Joint Chiefs of Staff. You're the guy. What happens if some of this comes out? Don't worry about it. We'll go on TV and say over and over again, you're an honorable man. You're an honorable man that we love, that's doing a great job for America. Whatever's happening in the rest of the world, we don't care. Japan's defense minister draws red line on the island dispute with China on the brink of a possible war. Don't worry about it. China's sending their nuclear warboats, whatever you want to call them, their warships, right by America just to screw with us, see what we'll do. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. You got rockets being shot off by North Korea and South Korea. It's all good, right? All good. And stocks, by the way, if you want to know what the world thinks, what America thinks, yeah, stock market doing exactly what you would expect in uncertain times. Dropping now, if you notice, day after day after day. Dow shedding points despite strong retail sales because September had sluggish employment numbers because the private sector is having to compete with the United States government. And while all this is happening, the worst headline of all. We now know just how bad it is for the people we left behind in Afghanistan. U.S. volunteers are now claiming the Taliban is beheading boys between the ages of 9 and 10 in Afghanistan. Former U.S. Army officer is part of a volunteer rescue team seeking to save at-risk Americans and Afghan allies still stuck in the Taliban-conquered country claim that the extremists have now beheaded two boys ages 9 and 10 in their reign of terror. An Alabama resident, this man, who served in the 82nd Airborne Division, joined a group of U.S. veterans and other civilians who worked for the Afghan rescue crew, which is trying to get Americans, green card holders, and U.S. allies out of Afghanistan. According to this new report, he also says he's disputing the State Department's characterization that there's only 100 Americans left behind. Many have tried to get the Pentagon, the State Department, the White House on the record saying there's only 100. They say we don't know exact numbers. You want to know why they keep saying that over and over again? Because they know it's a lie. They're trying to act like we got almost everybody out when in fact we didn't. He says 100? No. No. Their group now figures it's closer to 1,000. The number, by the way, might include green card holders whom the State Department is listing in a separate category because their lives apparently don't matter. The former officer, whose duties include support work in Haiti and Bosnia, expressed her frustration with the Biden administration's efforts in Afghanistan to get American and U.S. allies out. In many cases, quote, they've been called or texted by the Taliban with threats. They're moving from place to place. Many of them are members of the Afghan government. She described the case of an American child whose Afghan uncle had been killed by the Taliban. We've had people shot, beheaded. They're talking and they're taking the kids. If you're on the run and they find out where your family is, they'll kill your family. They'll cut their heads off. They'll put word out in the neighborhood. We've got your brother, your son, your daughter. You don't come back, they're beheaded. They cut off the heads of two boys that were 9 and 10, she told the magazine, which said the description of the beheading children could not be independently verified, right? Because let's not believe people on the ground there. No, let's not do that. Other outlets are reporting now that Christians are being targeted in Afghanistan and said they have received phone calls from the Taliban promising to behead them, and that a British politician said refugees had told him the extremists forced people to watch their relatives being beheaded just for being a Christian. They said the Taliban has been killing off Christians with alarming speed in the country. We started out with 300 3 weeks ago. We're down to 55. They've been killed. We had two young girls that were with Christian families. The Christians had found them after their parents had been killed. They were hiding together and then went to the market to try to get some food. The Taliban found them, raped them, beat them. We did manage to get them to a hospital. This is what we left behind in Afghanistan. This is what the Americans are dealing with now, because we have a president and General Milley who said, we don't care about you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, joining us now to talk about this is a man that actually got to question Anthony Blinken yesterday. He's a man that has served as an ambassador to this country as well and knows a thing or two about China, knows a thing or two about exit strategies. U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Bill Hagerty, joins me. Senator, I appreciate you coming on. You have now seen not just what he had to say in front of the House, but he's also now, and Secretary Blinken has testified in front of the Senate. There, it's the first time I've seen anything really happen bipartisan in a long time, where even senators like Menendez were being tough on Blinken for his response. Obviously, that response I just played in the House. Do you think he should resign? Let's start with that before we get into all the details.
Well, first, let's go to his comment about there not being a plan. I can tell you that's incorrect. As you know, my job before United States Senator, I was the United States Ambassador to Japan. That's the third largest economy in the world, a large embassy. When I arrived in Japan in 2017, there was there, and there always is in every embassy, a non-combatant evacuation operational plan. That's the plan to get civilians out under any sort of contingency. Of course, when I got there, Ben, North Korea had been launching, you know, intercontinental ballistic missiles over Japan. They detonated a thermonuclear weapon later on. This threat profile had completely changed. And I spent months working with the military, working with the State Department and our intelligence groups to update my evacuation plan. There is always an evacuation plan. And the evacuation plan that would have been in place in Afghanistan, because I've talked with members of the Trump administration, the evacuation plan there was a conditions-based plan, meaning if the Taliban had violated their commitments, for example, taking these cities that they had begun to take, there would have been very swift and very punitive countermeasures that would have occurred. We would not have pulled out in this sort of circumstance under the previous administration, because the plan was a conditions-based plan. What we got from Biden was a calendar-based plan. They drafted the press release. They wanted to be able to claim on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 that the Biden administration were the ones that brought our people home. And they did not take into account the actual operational aspects of this. We saw this unfold. It was an unmitigated disaster. And for Secretary Blinken to suggest that there was no plan, I think is really shocking.
It's not just shocking, but it's also it's not just shocking, Senator. I think the part that is the most egregious about it is you're just flat out lying, because it's very clear that Trump had not just a plan, but was willing to meet with you about that plan. The Joint Chief, or Secretary of at the Pentagon was talking about this and wrote an article about it. Patel was saying, Chief of Staff Pentagon, hey, I had everything ready for the Joe Biden team. We had successfully executed our plan till January the 20th. And during the time period where you're having a transition, there were no U.S. casualties under Trump when the plan was in place, because it was, like you said, a conditions-based plan that was, number one, first and foremost, the Afghan government's part of this conditions-based methodical exit plan was this. The Afghan government and the Taliban were both told they would face the full force of the U.S. military if they caused any harm to Americans or American interests in Afghanistan. That would include the interpreters and others that helped American. Then it was about negotiating with a joint government between Al-Qaeda, or without Al-Qaeda, I should say, with the Taliban.
With the Taliban.
And the current interim government, right? And to come up with something new. But the part that I think is the most shocking, Senator, is the fact that we know that he sat down, that Patel actually said, I want to work with you. I want to meet with you. He even asked to meet with his counterparts in the Biden administration, and they basically threw it out the window, the plan, and fast forward 6, 7, 8 months to this arbitrary date for this Kumbaya press conference. And this plan, also Patel said, had a plan for removing Americans first, then the equipment, then the machinery. Then it also had plans for contingencies, and it allowed for Bagram Air Base to be open until after we got everybody out of Kabul, not handing it over to the Taliban. We know this, and they just look at you and they lie and they say, no, we had no plan from Trump.
Yeah, I questioned Secretary Blinken on this yesterday. I sit on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and you heard the clip from Senator Menendez, it sounds, but I questioned him very directly about the plan, the role of Bagram Air Base. Blinken basically said that Bagram played no role in the non-combatant evacuation plan. I cannot imagine that. These plans are classified. I know what my plan was. I would have had, you know, it would be very hard for me to imagine that, given the military presence that existed there in Afghanistan, particularly the size, the scope, and the ability to protect the Bagram Air Base, that didn't reckon to be a significant asset in the whole evacuation, particularly when you think about the spread of people all across the nation of Afghanistan that needed to come together. That would have been an ideal location. Yet Blinken suggested that the only thing in their plan was a civilian air base, the Karzai International Airfield there in Kabul. That is extremely hard for me to believe. And frankly, I pressed Blinken very hard about accountability. And finally, I asked him, you know, have you submitted your resignation? Again, trying to get to the point of, somebody's got to own this. Somebody's got to be accountable for it. And Blinken told me he's not submitted his resignation, to which I replied that I'm just shocked at the lack of accountability. The Biden administration has done everything to obfuscate, to divert, to deflect. But the last thing they will do is own it. And that's not the right approach here. They're trying to blame it on Trump. They're trying to blame it on Afghanistan. They need to step up and own this themselves.
You know, it's shocking that the president of the United States of America is allowing his own cabinet members to be dismantled in this way, even if they were, quote, following orders. I think one of the things that Blinken said yesterday as I was watching you guys question him is he's like, well, ultimately, the buck stops with the president. Does it? I don't know that anymore. Right. Yeah. Because if it doesn't stop with you guys. Right. If it doesn't stop with you, Blinken, and he's not listening to you, I don't know how you don't resign in protest of the president of the United States of America making this decision, if in fact it isn't Blinken and others going along with it or colluding with the president on these ideas and these plans, which were disastrous.
Certainly the proof is in the pudding, as they say, and this has turned out to be a complete disaster. And, you know, they call on Republicans to resign in protest. You remember what this was like under the Trump administration. You know, why hasn't the secretary resigned? But here's a situation where clearly, the Secretary of State, the chief diplomat of America, is in the squarely in the line of responsibility here. And, you know, the only person that has lost their job in this process so far is a military officer who called on accountability at the top and they fired him.
Yeah. Called in public saying there has to be accountability. I want to switch gears real quick to another story that is rocking certainly the world today. And that is this Joint Chiefs Milley. General Milley is a guy that, if we are to believe the reports coming out of the Washington Post and this new book from Woodward, that he actually worked and colluded with China to undermine President Trump and to say we would warn you if we were ever going to attack. He basically had taken over, in essence, with those conversations, our military and our government from the president. Senator Paul, your colleague, has now called for Milley to be court-martialed, removed, if he went around Trump colluding with China. When you saw these reports, and I will say about Woodward and the others that work with his books, usually they're pretty right when they write these things. Otherwise, they wouldn't be who they are today. When you heard this, what was your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was, one, this is so far-fetched, it's extremely concerning if it's true. It's an anonymous source, so I'm going to be very careful about how I answer this, Ben. I'm sufficiently, concerned about anonymous sources in Washington and how that's been abused time and time again here. But if something like this is true, it's a complete violation of the chain of command. The military, dating back to George Washington, has been under civilian control. The president is the commander-in-chief, not Mark Milley, not the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the president of the United States. And if this is true, it's a complete violation of the chain of command. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs should know that, and if he actually made this, this incredible lapse in judgment, I think it should be met with the most severe consequences. But again, I haven't seen proof of this yet. Just an anonymous source in a Washington Post, author publication. So I think there's more to be investigated here. But I talked with Tom Cotton earlier. He's going to have Milley in front of him in just a few more days, and I think this is going to be front and center of that conversation. So it's going to be interesting to see this unfold.
Very, and I think it does warrant to questions and investigation, because even as Senator Paul said, I don't care what you think of President Trump, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff working to subvert the military chain of command and collude with China is exactly what we do not accept from military leaders in our country. And he's not the only one saying this. Marco Rubio called for President Joe Biden to fire Milley in a letter charging that he undermined the former commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces by planning to basically go rogue and not listen to the president of the United States of America. So if, again, he should be, I think you guys obviously have to investigate this.
Yes. Yes. But I think it's a huge concern for all of us to see a charge like this. It's alarming to say the least. And there's going to be accountability, I can assure you.
Senator, I appreciate you talking with us today, obviously trying to hold the Biden administration accountable, especially Secretary Blinken, for these just flat out falsehoods he's telling, that there was no plan and going for this arbitrary date. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ben. Always great to be with you. Thanks.
Talk to you again soon. U.S. Senator and former Ambassador Bill Hagerty. I hope every one of you that's hearing this right now will help us spread this information and get the real word out there about the lies of Anthony Blinken. Make sure you hit that little arrow button and share this podcast on social media. You can share it on all the different platforms. Make sure you tell your family and friends about this podcast. Thank you for helping us grow. We were one of the top 20 podcasts in politics yesterday, all because of you. So thank you for that. Keep it up. We'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.